Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 10th. You'll be interested to know, 25 years ago, today, in 1999, the first episode of The Sopranos premiered on HBO, marking the beginning of a dramatic series that starred James Gandolfini and Edie Falco, which would later be widely celebrated as a classic in television history, influencing the crime drama genre and redefining storytelling in the medium. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 11 degrees, with 20-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:31, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:12. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 37 and a breezy northwest wind gusting up to 26. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance of snow after 5, and a low of 24 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 7:30 with a low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of snow on Saturday with cloudy skies and a high near 34. Sunday brings sunny weather and a high near 37. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 24 to 23. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston authorities have rejected all 15 immigration detainer requests made by Immigration and Customs Enforcement for the year 2024, according to a new report. Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox stated in a letter to the City Council that the department did not act on any of the requests, citing the Boston Trust Act, which safeguards the city's sanctuary status. He emphasized the importance of trust within immigrant communities, reassuring them that they can safely report crimes. Meanwhile, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey expressed her commitment to protecting residents, condemning the federal immigration system while addressing recent criminal incidents involving migrants. Now on to sports. Last night, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish secured a thrilling 27-24 victory over the Penn State Nittany Lions in the Orange Bowl. Riley Leonard's gutsy performance with 223 passing yards and 2 touchdowns propelled Notre Dame to the national championship game. Tonight, the Ohio State Buckeyes face the unbeaten Texas Longhorns in the Cotton Bowl at AT&T Stadium. Ohio State's dynamic freshman receiver, Jeremiah Smith, with 14 touchdowns, challenges Texas Thorpe Award winner, Jahdae Barron. Ohio State is favored by 3.5 points, with the over-under set at 51.5. It's wild card weekend, starting on Saturday with Chargers at Texans on CBS. The Chargers are favored by 3. The late game is Steelers at Ravens on Amazon Prime Video. The Ravens are favored by 9.5. The Sunday early game is Broncos at Bills on CBS. Bills are favored by 9. Midday has Packers at Eagles on Fox, with the Eagles favored by 4.5. The late game is Commanders at Buccaneers on NBC. The Bucs are favored by 3.5. And on Monday night, it's Vikings at Rams on ESPN. The Vikings are favored by 2.5. Due to the wildfires in Los Angeles, the game has been moved to State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. In local sports, last night, the Celtics were off. And tonight, the Celtics, sitting at 27-10, welcome the Sacramento Kings, who are 18-19, to TD Garden. Expect an intense matchup as Jason Tatum, averaging 28.1 points per game, leads Boston against the Kings' Domantas Sabonis. Last night, the Bruins faced a tough challenge in Tampa, falling 4-1 against the Lightning. Mason Laurie scored Boston's lone goal, while Tampa Bay's Braden Point reached a milestone with a power play goal. The Bees are now 20-19-5. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins clash with the Panthers in Florida. In top news, a federal judge in Kentucky has struck down changes to Title IX, implemented by the Biden administration, ruling that the new regulations, aimed at expanding non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ students, violate the Constitution. The changes included altering the definition of sex discrimination to encompass gender identity and sexuality. A coalition of Republican-led states, including Tennessee and Kentucky, filed lawsuits against the administration, arguing the modifications undermined the original intent of Title IX. The judge stated the new rules were vague, overbroad, and misinterpreted previous Supreme Court rulings, raising concerns about free speech and protections for marginalized students. In business news, Macy's Incorporated is set to close 66 locations this year as it faces challenges with declining foot traffic. The retailer recently announced over 60 stores slated for closure, with 9 in New York and another 9 in California, along with 7 in Florida. Notably, the historic Philadelphia City Center store, featured in the 1980s romantic comedy Mannequin, is included in this list. In February, Macy's revealed plans to shut down 150 stores by 2026, aiming to enhance profitability and invest in 350 other locations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 93,000. Ethereum is just over 3,200. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 35 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is set to launch AirTag 2 this year, approximately 4 years after the original AirTag debuted. While AirTag 2 will feature several upgrades, there is a growing call for an AirTag Max. The current battery issue remains a drawback for many users, as replacing batteries can be a hassle. Fortunately, the new Time Capsule product extends battery life to an impressive 10 years, although it adds bulk. An AirTag Max could provide this extended battery life without add-ons. If AirTag 2 succeeds, an AirTag Max could be the next logical step for Apple's product lineup. And in entertainment news, Denis Villeneuve has confirmed that Dune Part 3 will be his final film in the series, stating that continuing would become unhealthy. Despite this, he remains eager to return to the world of Arrakis, surprising himself with his persistent inspiration. In an interview with The Wrap, he expressed, "I still want to go back to Arrakis." While plot details are still under wraps, the film is expected to follow Paul Atreides, played by Timothée Chalamet, as he faces the consequences of his role as Freeman Messiah. Legendary has yet to announce a production timeline, but the film is anticipated to debut before Villanueva's adaptation of Nuclear War, a scenario. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from future Hall of Famer, Roger Clemens. And he said, "I think anything is possible if you have the mindset and the will and desire to do it and put the time in." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.